It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
So yesterday was a pretty big day for our friends across the pond.
Really? My people?
Your people.
What did we do?
Because they kicked off the Platinum Jubilee for Queen Elizabeth II.
The QE2.
Yeah, it's her Platinum Jubilee.
Jeez, I don't know what that means. That's old, though.
Well, it means it's the 70th anniversary of her accession.
70 years?
70 years.
There's a lot of people born and died under her reign, and they know no other way.
Right, yeah. And this is the first time that any British monarch has celebrated a Platinum Jubilee.
Is that right?
I wonder what's after Platinum. Does it go higher? I should have looked
at
that.
It must. You don't start with 70.
Do some additional research.
Gotta go for it. Yeah, please. Could you?
Thank you. So during her grandfather's reign, Elizabeth was third in the line of succession to the British throne, behind her uncle Edward and her father. Although her birth generated public interest, she was not expected to become queen, as Edward was still young, likely to marry and have children of his own, who would then precede Elizabeth in the line of succession.
Right.
But when her grandfather died in 1936 and her uncle succeeded as Edward VIII, she became second in line to the throne after her father. But later that year, Edward abdicated after his proposed marriage to divorced socialite Wallis Simpson provoked a constitutional crisis.
Elizabeth's father
became king, and then 10-year-old Elizabeth was then the first in line to become queen.
It's a crisis.
Is that your...
That was my queen
that's your
crisis.
Queen? Okay.
Did you see I was clutching my pearls?
I did. I noticed that. Okay. So in September of 1939, Britain entered the Second World War. Elizabeth, then just a teenager, begged her father to join the effort somehow. She started out by making radio broadcasts geared toward raising the morale of British children.
Was she the very first Sarah Boom Boom? Was she the very first Wiki Corner?
No, I don't believe that's what she was doing. But
you don't think
Wikipedia,
this raises the morale of people?
I mean, I do, but I don't think that Wikipedia...
You don't think she did this? You don't think she...
I'm not sure what she did. Okay. Despite the risks, Elizabeth did eventually join the Women's Auxiliary Territorial Service and trained as a truck driver and mechanic in 1945 when she was 18 years old.
Whoa. The Queen?
Yeah.
The Queen can fix a motor?
Apparently.
I had a hard time putting windshield wipers on yesterday. I feel wholly inadequate right now.
So, Queen Elizabeth remains the only female royal family member to have entered the armed forces and is currently the only living head of state who officially served in World War II. So, Elizabeth officially ascended to the throne at just 25 years of age when her father died on February 6, 1952.
Jeez.
She was in Kenya at the time of his death and returned home as her country's queen. Millions across Britain watched the coronation live on the BBC television service, and many purchased or rented TV sets just for the event.
You could rent TV sets like that?
Apparently. So the coronation was the first to be televised in full and was also the first major world event to be broadcast internationally on television.
Wow.
So she will surpass Louis XIV of France as the longest reigning monarch of a sovereign state in verified world history if she is still reigning on May 27th, 2024. So if she can make it to
2024, two more years.
Yeah, then she'll surpass. Yeesh. She'll be the longest reigning monarch of a sovereign state.
What do you think? Is she going to do it?
I think she could do it.
You think so?
I think so.
She seem healthy to you?
She does
she
not.
Seems strong?
She does not intend to abdicate, though Prince Charles and other family members began to take on more of her duties when she entered her 90s and began carrying out fewer public engagements.
Yeah.
So initiatives to commemorate the Platinum Jubilee were announced by the governments of Commonwealth nations and territories, including Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the Cayman Islands, and Papua New Guinea.
Oh,
all of those places.
Overlooked Papua New Guinea.
Celebrations will include commemorative stamps and coins, the planting of trees, and for the first time, Jubilee beacons will be lit in every capital city of each Commonwealth country to mark 70 years of the Queen's reign.
Do you believe that?
I do. Yeah.
They love their stamps and their coins, honest to goodness.
Yeah.
They will pull those out for
make
anything.
A commemorative stamp for, yeah. Yeah. Now, in Britain, they're doing something a little bit interesting, too. They're having a platinum pudding competition.
I'm sorry.
The platinum pudding competition was launched on January 10th throughout the UK to find a pudding to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Now, this is not a pudding like we know here in like the little pudding cups of chocolate and vanilla.
Does it not ooze like that?
It doesn't.
Is it not?
Stop.
Is it?
So the winning pudding will be an important part of the celebrations marking the Jubilee, and the winner of the competition will be invited to be at the center of the Jubilee celebrations.
Oh my
gosh. It's a big deal.
Is the queen going to eat the pudding?
I would assume so. So the recipes will be judged by an expert panel, including Chef Monica Galletti, the head chef of Buckingham Palace, and Dame Mary Berry. And if you watch the British Baking Show, the Great British Baking Show, whatever that's called.
They're bringing in television personalities.
You will know Mary Berry.
That's wonderful.
I don't know why Paul Hollywood's not included in that. I mean, I feel like he should be, but.
Well, okay. Whatever. So it's going to be like that. You take
if you have one,
event,
you should have both.
And then you bring in, what about the lady from Nailed It?
Oh, she could, why not?
She's awesome.
She'd be a great judge too.
I forget her name, but she's great.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
Yes.
So we did work a word in.
You did.
I did.
You had to force it a little, but that's okay.
I did what I had to do. And I'm not ashamed. You picked out a record to go along with the QE2?
Yeah. So we're going to play a song called Her Royal Majesty.
Oh, that's...
By James Darren.
Never heard this. Here we go. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
It's got to be one of her faves, I would think. James Darren, Her Royal Majesty. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about... Her
yes.
Royal Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, and her Platinum Jubilee, which kicked off yesterday.
How long does a Jubilee last?
I think the whole year.
Oh, the whole year?
I think so. I think there's more stuff planned, like, for the summer, I think, like in June.
When do you hit your next Jubilee?
That's what I mean. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure, like, how the increments of the Jubilees.
All right.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot, but there's a lot more we need to know. All right. What are we doing? Three things we must take away from today's Weekly Corner. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Go.
All right. This is the first time any British monarch has celebrated a Platinum Jubilee.
Queen Elizabeth II is the only living head of state who officially served in World War II.
And her coronation, there we go, was the first major world event to be broadcast internationally on television.
There it is.
And you could rent TVs, apparently, at the time to...
TVs, yeah. How about that? What year was that she was?
1952.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Man, I've been 25 and you're sworn in. You just throw cast into that. You're putting up with, first of all, you know, if you're taking the throne like that, something bad has happened.
Right.
Right? So you're getting that news. And then you're also, by the way, everything else is changing.
Right.
And here you go. And by the way, you're in Kenya at the time.
And
so.
Interesting, too, that she... was never, like, she wasn't in line, really.
Well, yeah, she didn't think she was going to get it.
Right.
And then here she is, 70 years later.
Still got it.
You know, so I've heard about her. I've heard she enjoys a little cocktail at night.
Really?
A little drinky drink.
Okay.
Hey, but her doctors, and I mentioned this on the air last year, her doctors were telling her, well, now you're 95?
I think she's 95,
You should knock off the drink.
Oh, forget it.
First of all, that guy's got some stones to tell her that.
And to tell the queen?
To knock off her drinking. But, but why? You're 95. Clearly, whatever it is working.
Yeah.
And share your recipe for your cocktail.
Yeah. What do you think? What does she drink?
I don't know.
Did it say? Oh.
Is it like sherry? Or am I just thinking that because she's 95?
Because that's a very British thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, well, I'll Google that. We'll find out. Wonderful. Folks want to learn more about QE2. Where do we go, Sarah? What do we do?
Yeah, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We'll check it out. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll check traffic coming up next and weather and more music on Legends 1027.